So we have one more speaker. We kind of did this at hyperspeed tonight because we're on the clock. Usually this is like a multi-hour event, and we take it a little easier, but you guys all kept your stories of time because you're all beautiful professionals, and we love you very much. This gentleman came in from Los Angeles to do some shows here. He's in the two-person group Uncle Funny, formerly of Chicago, a friend of mine, Eric Roth.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric and Nerdalogs and everybody, for having me to this. My story, is about, I guess in order to, the preface for my story is that, and I went to college with a couple of these guys. So they can attest to this, but I was like really disgusting as a senior. Like I was a disgusting person. I would never cut my fingernails, so my fingernails were always like really, really long. And my I lived with four girls in a house, and I had like they all had like rooms upstairs, and I had the downstairs room, and it was just like covered in clothes and food, and like I would go grocery shopping and just like throw bags of chips into my closet. And my floor was like, it was an old ass house in Urbana, and so my floor was kind of at a weird angle. Like maybe roots were growing up underneath it or something. And so like I would have, my floor would be a mess, and then I would have these patches that were like stepping patches. So like between the door and my bed where I was allowed to walk, like, but the floor was at an angle. So it was this like weird, like traversing across, like a friend slept over and like bled on my sheets the first night that I moved in there. And like, so there's a blood stain on my sheets, orange peel at one point. Like went moldy in the bed next to me, or in my nightstand, and I was like, ah, that's the smell. So I was disgusting, but like entertaining enough to the four women who like cleaned the entire house. I like was in charge of that bathroom down there. But anyway, there was a summer I was back in town. I grew up in Chicago, and a friend of mine that grew up here, his family would always have a barbecue at Lunt Beach, which is like on the north side, about as far north as you can get. And so we were there and hanging out, and it was a bunch of us from college. And so we were all like shooting the shit, and we started walking south along the beachfront, and it turns from like beach into rocks. Oh, everyone's leaving the theater. All right. It turns into rocks. And so we were walking around on top of these rocks. And as we were walking around on top of these rocks, you know, and talking about like life and college stuff, I look down and there's this like furry thing underneath the rocks, we're like, oh shit, it's like a dead animal down there. And it wasn't, it started like moving around. There was a live dog that was like sort of trapped underneath the rocks down there. I'm gonna compete with all this noise. Fuck you, noise. Bring it. And so we're walking around and we're like, holy shit, there's like a real fucking animal down there. And, it was like a dog. My friend runs back to the camp. He's like, we gotta get some meat. We gotta like get it out of there. And like, we couldn't reach it. The dog was trapped. We like eventually ducked down into these rocks and, with like a hot dog, like beckoned this dog slowly over and like pulled this like mangy, nasty dog that had like been starved and like dehydrated, like out from the rocks. And the first thing I do is I call my roommate and I'm like, we found a dog. Can we keep it? And she's like, no. No, are you kidding me? You can't keep yourself. You can't keep this dog. And my family had like recently a weird history with dogs. We had like had a dog that had gotten hit on Lakeshore Drive. And like I came home from a math team competition senior year of high school, and like my girlfriend and I got out of our car, and my dad was like, hey, how was the competition? And we were like, we lost. And he was like, that's too bad. And we were like, it's just a math team competition, Dad. And he like opens the back of his SUV and there's my dog like dead back there. And he's like, what do I do with this? Like, and I had to like lift him up and like put him in a bag and like throw him in the garbage because I didn't know what, that's what I don't know what to do. So my parents ended up taking this dog and she made it like 2 years. She had a tumor. And the last night that we saw her, like the night before they were gonna put her down, I was in a sketch group, the other guys, and we got a sketch on Tosh.0, and that premiered the night that my dog was like going to be dead. So like my grandma and my aunt and my like 11-year-old cousin came over and we were all like sitting around like watching this horrible, horrible like thing while my dog was like dying. And like the dog that we have now who's missing an eye because they're dogs. I don't know what. Was like protecting her and it was like this real sweet thing. And like the sketch that we had on there, like as we're all like mourning my dog and my grandma and my 11-year-old cousin, she's there. And like the sketch that we did is like, these two people winning the Twins of the Year award. And the thing goes like, oh yeah, we're so close. We even finish each other. And then sentence and the other one goes, cunt. And so like, there's my grandma. And my aunt, and they bleeped out cunt, so everybody was like, what did he say? And, yeah, so that's the story. There you go. Thanks, everybody.
Sorry about the interference, Eric. Their show took 34 minutes. They went short. Come on, guys. Do the 45 minutes you're allotted.